Hi everyone, we're back with another interview, this time with Marshall Clough, who has been pretty heavily involved with the inception and construction of this conference. So Marshall, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience and tell a little bit about what you've been doing for CPPCon.
Okay, the official title I have here is I am the registrar. I'm in charge of making sure that everybody who wants to come gets registered. That's the attendees, the volunteers, the vendors, such as the people running the bookstore, the speakers, the keynotes. Anybody who has attended knows, we've been using Eventbrite to do this, and everybody has been signed up through that. It's the kind of job that fortunately mostly is over when the conference starts, because very few people want to sign up, say today is Thursday, few people want to sign up for a week-long conference on Thursday. And so now I have mostly free to go and watch presentations. Unfortunately, my presentation ended up being Friday morning, so I have to worry about it all week. But other than that, from my point of view, it's been a remarkably smooth week.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for organizing all of that, helping people get here. So what do you do outside of CPPCon?
So I work for Qualcomm in San Diego. I work for a group called the Open Source Portal. And my job actually is to develop things, to coordinate some work on a couple of open source projects, and also represent Qualcomm on these open source projects, and also on the C++ Standards Committee. And so I contribute to Boost and to LLVM. LLVM, I am the code owner, the person responsible for the standard library implementation.
Oh, very cool.
And for Boost, I have written a couple libraries in Boost, and I help maintain a couple other ones, and I act as a release manager.
Very cool.
This keeps me more than busy.
Will you be talking about any of that tomorrow?
No, tomorrow I will be talking about, the title of my talk is called Hardening Your Code, and it's basically about a series of techniques which many people here will be familiar with, but some will not, and for making your code more robust, able to reducing the number of errors, making it easier to maintain, those kind of things. And I'll be touching on some very basic techniques, such as have a test suite, use source control, up through some more esoteric techniques.
Cool.
And and it's tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, so everybody will be asleep.
Well, it does sound like something that will be very useful for a lot of people to learn. So certainly something that I'd be interested in learning about more as well. So how long have you been, I guess, working in the C++ world? A while.
I think I started writing C++ code around 1990, 1991,
wow.
Something like that.
It's almost around when I was born.
I won't mention how old my daughter is then. But I remember taking a class, an extension class at UCSD, and then a couple years after that, I discovered Scott Meyer's books, his first book, which I think came out in 1993. Mm-hmm. And so since then.
Very cool. Had you met him actually prior to this conference?
Yes, okay. I have met him.
Have you been to the Boost conference in Aspen, that sort of thing?
I don't think he's come to the Boost conference. C++ Now in Aspen, used to be called BoostCon. Mm-hmm. Okay, for the first 5 years or so, it was BoostCon, and it was focused almost exclusively on Boost and problems with Boost and new libraries for Boost and advancing Boost and so on. And about 3 years ago, we decided that we wanted to broaden the focus to be more of a mainstream C++ conference. Mm-hmm. And so we renamed it C++Con, and that actually got quite a bit more interest.
Yeah. How do you think the conference has been going?
When you say the conference, you mean this conference.
This conference,
CPPCon. I think it's going very well. I'm actually surprised at how well it's going. Not because I thought that there were mistakes being made in the planning or anything like that, but rather that there's always something that comes up. right?
Yep.
And there hasn't been, there haven't been any serious problems that I know of, at least. Mm. They have been, famous last words, right? I need some wood to knock on. there haven't been any serious problems that I'm aware of. Nobody's fallen off the balcony.
Right, yeah.
We haven't had a problem where, one of the speakers fails to show up or anything like that. So, yeah, it's going very well. People tell me they're very happy with the conference, which is great.
It's good to hear, yeah.
We can do all the mechanics and make sure that this is a nice place to be and that, people have opportunities to talk to the speakers, but it's really the speakers and the presenters who make the conference, and that, and the attendees asking interesting questions and getting together in the halls, and that's what people remember about a conference.
Definitely.
The infrastructure behind a conference, people remember that really only if it goes badly. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's whole classes of software, like say a disk driver or something like that. You never ever think about it until something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll continue that conversation, that participation with your talk tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Hope it goes well.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the work that you've put into helping people be here and enjoy this awesome conference.
Thank you. And thanks for all the stuff you've done too.
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you, Marshall.
Thanks.